Hey everyone, my name is Jill Thomas, and thank you for coming to the Little Bit of Woo Woo Show. This is the first of my series I'm going to do on topics I don't think anybody's going to watch. So this is a little video I'm going to do if it's fun. Today we're actually going to talk about ethics. That's why I don't think anybody's going to watch this video. I do intuitive readings, and when you do intuitive readings, most of us who do this work have had at least some training, and every bit of training that you get for psychic readings involves a section on ethics and things that you shouldn't do because it's a bad idea, but also because it's unethical. Now, a lot of times what happens is when people first awaken, they start to get intuitive information. It's almost like learning a new trick. You want to show all your friends. And people do things they really shouldn't do because they haven't had these little lessons that we take, who those of us who do this professionally have taken classes on this. And I wanted to share some things that people who are just awakening or start to get intuitive information, intuitive hits, really should know. So the first and most important thing is that you really shouldn't be giving information or little mini readings to people who have not asked for them. So I'm going to give you the example that's happened to me, and it's been hard. You're in line at the Starbucks. Person in front of you is talking to her girlfriend about how she had a very scary health scare. She's going in for a second check. And you can see intuitively that everything's going to be just fine. So you're tempted to just tap her on the shoulder. Hey, just to let you know, I'm a little bit psychic, and it's going to be fine. You can stop worrying about it. Not okay. First of all, usually the reason you got the information is for your own edification. Your spirit guides want you to know you don't need to worry about this lady in line at the Starbucks. She's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. It's not necessarily meant for you to go tap her on the shoulder and tell her this. She also may have religious beliefs that say that getting information that way is inappropriate or just plain wrong, morally wrong. But the other bigger problem with this is that perhaps you might even be interfering. Because if you call yourself a psychic or an intuitive, you're giving an air of credibility that may not actually be true. And she might hear you say that, and she might think, well, geez, I don't know, need to go and get that second check done. Maybe because somebody told me it's fine and that lump is really not a big deal. I don't need to worry about it. And they might take an action that they really shouldn't, that could actually interfere with their health. When we do readings, when somebody asks me a question about the big C, I'm really careful in how I answer that because I don't want them to not take the appropriate medical procedures that they might need to do in order to ensure perfect health for themselves. That is a decision that other people need to make for themselves. But by giving this information to a stranger, you could be freaking them out. You could also be making them feel like they're being watched or something. It's just it freaks people out. Just don't do it. It's tempting. I know. I mean, I'm the one who's had to sit on my hands and say you can't interfere. Also, the other thing about it is that maybe that conversation with her girlfriend is causing her to rethink her whole life. That whole health scare may have happened not because something really is wrong, but because there's this lesson in life that she needs to learn, and that getting really freaked out about some health issue might cause her to change her diet completely. And it could actually be a great, big, wonderful thing that this happened. And you don't want to interfere with that. If I'm doing a reading and something I might say could interfere with that learning lesson the person would have, the spirit guides either don't give me the information, or they tell me it's not really the right thing to say, or they'll say it in a way that doesn't keep them, the client, from messing with it, if that makes sense. The other thing about when you're new, you're like practice, it's almost like you're practicing. It's like, I've got a new trick I want to practice. So you start tuning into strangers' energy. That really drains your energy. Also, it's snooping. It's not your business. You're just supposed to be tapping into other people's stuff. And again, back to the, you know, standing behind somebody in line. If the person ahead of you in line is dangerous and they might hurt you in some way, your spirit guides are going to let you know. You'll get intuitive hits on that. But generally speaking, you don't want to be tuning into just random strangers. A lot of times that energy is not nice. If they have something going on in their lives, maybe a drug addiction, you may be tuning into something where you're just grabbing some really icky energy, and now you've made it a little bit of part of your aura. You don't want that. When I do a reading, it is a sacred appointment. I tune into my spirit guides. I ask for protections. I smudge my home. I make the space as sacred as possible so that the vibrational frequency is so high that only the highest level guides come and approach me. And an appointment like that is an appointment with spirit, where spirit will send you the highest and best. And also, it really has an air of almost like church to it. It feels really sacred. When you're just giving random bits of information to strangers, you're not initiating sacred space. You're not making some protections, and you're also not smudging yourself. You're just not doing the things that would cause you to give a really good and accurate reading. Because all of those little appointment, those ritual things that I just talked about, make it so that my vessel is more clear, and so I'm getting more accurate information. And the last and most important thing, actually, it's not the most important, it's very important. When we first start practicing, I know a lot of us who do this, and I did this too, you know, want to tap into political figures. We want to like, what's going on with one of these, with Putin? You know, what's going on? That is the ickiest energy that you could ever imagine. I mean, look, I don't think the kind of person who agrees to be a politician, the person who would do this, who would agree to have mud thrown at them all day long, is necessarily the best person on the planet. I don't think that necessarily too many Mother Teresas would volunteer for that job. And so a lot of the people that are attracted to that career don't have the best energy. So you tune in and you may feel like you need to take a shower later. Yeah, try it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But I'm just warning you that is not always a pleasant experience. So I hope this information was helpful. I hope that you found it valuable. And I would just, bottom line, just don't be just giving random people bits of information that they haven't asked for. You can say something like, you know, I do have this gift and I am kind of seeing a little bit about it. I do that in my hypnotherapy practice. People are not there for a reading. They're there for hypnotherapy. But sometimes I'll get like intuitive information and I will say, hey, your spirit guide is saying something about this topic. Do you want to know? And you know what? Sometimes they say no, because maybe that's not part of their belief system. They're just there for hypnotherapy. That is totally okay. But I'm giving them the option because that's not what they chose and what they scheduled. So just be respectful of people. Be respectful of the fact that other people have different beliefs than you. And take care with yourself. The universe does require an exchange. When I book a reading, I'm getting an exchange of energy in the form of money for my time. And so I'm filling back up for the energy that I'm expending doing the reading and creating sacred space. When you're just giving information away for free, that's not happening. So have a good day. I hope this is helpful. And if you have any questions, things you want to know about for future videos, just go ahead and put them in the comments. I appreciate those comments. Thanks so much, guys. Bye. See you next time.